When the fireworks are flaring and the brass is blaring and we're swept up in the glory of it all, it probably wouldn't occur to us to ask, how is it that a powerful piece by a Russian composer has become so identified with the 4th of July? We'd suspect, wouldn't we, that it has something to do with Arthur Fiedler, and we'd be right. Here's the way Cynthia Collins of Seamuse tells the tale. Its full name, 1812 Festival Overture for Orchestra in E-flat Major, Opus 49, was composed in 1880 to commemorate the Russian victory over Napoleon, resulting in his retreat from Russia. It premiered in 1882 for the consecration of the Cathedral of Christ the Savior in Moscow. Tchaikovsky's original scoring called for cannon fire to illustrate the victory of the Russian people over Napoleon's army. Brass instruments and ringing bells added to the patriotic celebration. It was more practical, though, for orchestras to substitute timpani being struck with mallets or sledgehammers instead of using real cannons. The main problem with using cannon fire was that it would be next to impossible in the late 19th century to get the firing of cannons coordinated with their precise cues in the score. It only took 6 weeks for Tchaikovsky to write the piece, but his opinion of it was that it was very loud and noisy. Its popularity quickly spread to other countries, including the United States. Tchaikovsky conducted the piece in New York at the 1891 opening of Carnegie Hall. The work was well known, but had nothing to do with U.S. history until 1974, when Arthur Fiedler programmed it for the televised Boston Pops July 4th concert. The performance included cannons, bells, and the fireworks display on the Charles River. It became a staple for the Pops' Independence Day concerts and continues to be performed as the finale for Fireworks Everywhere. It's a tradition that has lasted over 50 years and it will continue in this region. The Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic will perform the 1812 Overture in Scranton on July 3rd. And Wilkes-Barre on July 4th. Chasen Goldschmitz is the executive director of the Philharmonic, and he stopped in at the WVIA Benko studio to prepare us for the celebrations to come.
At the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic, we are always there to help kick off the summer with wonderful Independence Day concerts and around that week. And this year, we've just had the opportunity to expand that a little bit, do a little bit more, and be in more communities and have a little bit more of a significant presence. And so every year, we bring Philharmonic musicians to Scrantastic Spectacular on July 3rd in downtown Scranton at Courthouse Square, and to Kirby Park on July 4th in Wilkes-Barre, both concerts. Free concerts for the community, patriotic tunes capped off by fireworks, and we will still be doing both of those this year on July 4th with the Brass and Percussion Ensemble capped off by fireworks. Always a really fun time. July 3rd, what we're doing this year, which is the first time we've done it since 2019, is we are bringing the full orchestra back to downtown Scranton for the free Scrantastic Spectacular. So we are so thrilled for that. We are bringing in guest conductor Jeffrey Spenner for that. He is the assistant director of the United States Coast Guard Band, and he was handpicked by our music director, Maëlys Brunet, for this particular guest conductor role. So we are very excited to be bringing him in and working with him on a fantastic and patriotic program. And then we have guest conductor Paul Bryan, who conducts our brass and percussion every year. He will be returning as well for July 4th with the brass and percussion in Kirby Park. Both concerts are really, really spectacular. It will be July 3rd at 7:30 p.m. in downtown Scranton. That's with the full orchestra, capped off by fireworks. July 4th will be 8 p.m. in Kirby Park at the old-fashioned 4th of July with Wilkes-Barre, again, capped off by fireworks as well. So those are just two of the many things we have going on. Those are some of our big things that we do every year, and we're extraordinarily excited to have the support of Lackawanna County and their sponsors to be able to bring us back with the full orchestra to downtown Scranton on July 3rd. And our fingers are crossed that the weather will be great, and we know it will be, and it always is. But if there is any kind of inclement weather, we do have a rain location for July 3rd. This will be at Scranton High School, same time. So even if the fireworks and the full Scrantastic Spectacular has to get moved for inclement weather, the concert will go on as scheduled at 7:30 p.m. on July 3rd. And it will just be, instead of downtown Scranton, it will be at Scranton High School. So, but either way, we are very much looking forward to what we know will be a sunny, sunny evening. Both events will be really fantastic in terms of the outdoor experience, free concerts, there'll be food, there'll be games, there'll be fireworks, lots of live music throughout the whole afternoon and into the evening before Philharmonic musicians come in. So we're very excited for those two, which are just a small portion of what we have in store for that week.
You're saying that this isn't the only way or place that the Philharmonic is celebrating the 4th of July or Independence Day.
No, it is definitely not. So we do have those programs on July 3rd and July 4th. So a great range of American composers. We have Copland, we have Morton Gould, Charles Ives, John Philip Sousa, and of course, we have the 1812 Overture and lots of great other programming over those 2 days. But we are also very excited, for the very first time, the Philharmonic Stoppini Chamber Series is expanding to Harmony in the Woods in Hawley. So this is an absolutely incredible venue. Definitely check it out. They've got concerts there throughout each summer season, and the venue is tucked away in the forest. You know, you're sitting there, you're listening to live music, the trees are all that surrounds you, and you're outdoors and just really taking in the nature and the music together. It's such a fantastic venue and such a fantastic, really, experience. And we are so excited to be going there for two concerts this year. Our first one is going to be July 5th. So this will be Saturday, July 5th at 6 p.m. at Harmony in the Woods. And we're going to have Americana Brass Quintet in the Woods. So this is a great program, a little bit different than what the July 3rd and 4th are going to be. July 3rd and 4th are going to be a little bit more of a kind of patriotic type music. July 5th is going to be a bit more 1920s jazz, New Orleans jazz feel, ragtime, film scores, lots of kind of really great music to just relax and unwind with. It's going to be a really unique experience that we have with the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic Brass Quintet. So we'll get some West Side Story, some Gershwin, we'll get all sorts of different types of jazz, and it's just going to be such a unique experience. So definitely come and join us if you haven't been there, or if you have. Definitely, it'll be a Saturday, July 5th at 6 p.m. at Harmony in the Woods in Hawley. So that is incredibly exciting, and we'll be back there in August as well on Sunday, August 17th. That's going to be with a string quartet from the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic and singer-songwriter-guitarist Regina Sales, and that will be Sunday, August 17th at 6 p.m. That's a concert that is a little more pops-oriented. It's got some original songs from Regina Sales, some pops hits as well, and that, we are very excited, is going to be a benefit for your public station, WVIA, and we are very excited to support WVIA, as we know all of you do as well. And so that's just another opportunity to visit this absolutely stunning venue at Harmony in the Woods on August 17th, and to support your public station, WVIA, and your local Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic. So these are two really exciting concerts that we have this summer, and starting with July 5th at Harmony in the Woods.
And we always love it when we can partner with our Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic as well. Jason, thank you for making this concert possible, because it is an extraordinary location.
And it's such a stunning experience. And it's, you know, it's an excuse to go to a gorgeous town, downtown Hawley. I know they're big supporters of WVIA as well. So definitely check out Hawley, check out Harmony in the Woods, and join us on July 5th and August 17th for that.
Jason, when you were here last time, you explained to us that the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic is a year-round orchestra for the region, not just a fall and spring ensemble.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we are really looking to expand what we're doing, you know, across our chamber concert series, across our Philharmonic classical series, pop series, and our educational series as well. And we're actually, in addition to those concerts on July 3rd, 4th, and 5th, which are our kind of marquee events, our three marquee events for that week, we're also doing some educational and community programs as well on those 3 days. It will be a very packed six events in 3 days. On July 3rd, we're going to be at Valley Community Library in Peckville. So this will be at 10 a.m. on Thursday, July 3rd. And this is one of our Once Upon an Orchestra performances. So this is a series, a free series that we do in partnership with libraries. And this one is in partnership with the Lackawanna County Library System. We'll be doing quite a few performances there, as you know, as we often do, but we're working with them on a whole slate of performances throughout the summer and into the fall. And Once Upon an Orchestra is great. It's especially geared towards younger children, potentially ages 2 through 5, as well as their parents and guardians and family members. And it's live story time with live music. So This story is Ben's Trumpet, a fantastic picture book, Caldecott winner. And we'll have a trio of Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic brass musicians there at Valley Community Library performing with, you know, very jazz, like 1920s type jazz, alongside the story being read aloud. So it's a really great opportunity, 10 a.m., at Valley Community Library, a free event, but do register on their site. And then we're also going to be back in the area as well on the morning of Saturday, July 5th, with a different type of educational program, and that will be in downtown Carbondale. That is in partnership with the city of Carbondale. They've been really incredible partners, and we're working on a number of longer-term projects with them as well. But this will be a Meet the Instruments, which is a kind of new version of something that we've done for quite a while, where what we have is music in our schools, where we do 40-45 minute programs, where it's a little bit of musical excerpts, a little bit of musicians talking about their instruments, demonstrating their instruments, and talking about what it's like to be a musician, what it means to play together with other musicians. And we are expanding this to include other community type of opportunities. Now, school's out for July 5th and on a Saturday. So this will be Meet the Instruments, but it's the same type of event. And this will be a free event at 11 a.m. right in downtown Carbondale. And that will be at Memorial Park. And it'll be an opportunity for all ages, young and old, to hear a little bit of music, to learn a little bit about brass musicians, brass instruments. What does it take to play a brass instrument? What does it take for brass instruments to play together? So that's just a really great and fun educational opportunity for the community. And on the 3rd and the 5th, these are great little previews if you are interested in coming to our other concerts that week, and, you know, especially the Harmony in the Woods concert, where it's going to be just all brass, you know, brass quintet, really fantastic program there. And the one other event, I mentioned six, I counted five so far, it will be on the morning of July 4th. And this is something we do every single year. This will be our 12th annual Yoga on the Roof. So this will be on the roof of the parking garage at the marketplace at Steamtown. This is the 12th year that we're doing this. And it's just one instance of how your Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic has been at the forefront of the intersection of arts and health, and how much of an incredible impact the arts have on our health, and the arts can have in conjunction with other healthy activities. So this will be Yoga on the Roof with a live trio of string musicians from the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic. This is in partnership with Jaya Yoga from Clark Summit, and we partner with them every year, and it will benefit the Philharmonic. So definitely go on our website, nepaphil.org, to check that out and to reserve. You can reserve online or you can reserve at the door. But that's something that we have been really excited to do every year, and we're excited to continue to do it, especially as we are in the process of expanding our arts and health activities, which we'll have more to share on that in perhaps a future chat.
It's been really so popular. People wouldn't want you to stop, right?
Oh, absolutely. We have so many people who come to us for the yoga, and, you know, we then convince them to come to our, you know, our many fantastic concerts as well. But it's just another way that we work to get out in the community, because we're more than the concerts on stage. We're more than the fantastic performances from your Philharmonic musicians. We're more than the educational opportunities we have in our libraries and our downtown areas all over the region. We're more than the activities like Yoga on the Roof and other types of community-based programming in schools and in senior centers. Ultimately, we are here to serve the community. And your Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic is first and foremost a community organization, and a community organization for all of you. And we're always looking for more partnerships. We have so many incredible projects in the pipeline that we're so excited to share. And we have others that we've recently launched, like our Angel Ticket program, which brings in community support to allow us to be able to provide free concert tickets to so many fantastic social service-based nonprofits and other community organizations that they can then provide for free to low-income individuals across the region whom they serve, for whom attending a live performance yields so much mental, you know, such incredible mental health benefit, as it does for all of us. And it's so much more acute and important for those who are struggling through hard times, for those who might not know if they'll make rent or quite get enough food for the week. And there's so much need in our community, and we want to just do everything we can to help partner and to help raise awareness of all of the other fantastic organizations that are doing such incredible work in the community. And this is just one way for us to do that and to give back in terms of that support. And we've been so grateful to have community support that's allowed us to be able to distribute free tickets for some of our concerts this spring, and to provide us with funding to be able to continue to do that through the fall. And we have a number of ways in which we're in the process of expanding that type of program, which we'll be excited to share soon. But ultimately, there's always so much need in the community, and so much need to expand the visibility of what so many people are going through, whether that's mental health challenges, whether that's financial challenges, whether it's social isolation, loneliness, just needing to connect with others. And that's what we're here for. We're here to bring people together. The arts are here to bring people together. WVIA is here to bring people together. And so your Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic is working to do everything we can to do our part to help serve the community.
Chasen Goldschmidt, Executive Director of the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic, speaking with us about the musical celebrations to come, to be presented by the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic. And we begin on Thursday, July 3rd at 7:30 p.m. It's the full Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic Orchestra returning to Courthouse Square in downtown Scranton for a free concert as part of the Lackawanna County Scrantastic Spectacular. The performance will be led by guest conductor Jeffrey Spenner, who's assistant director of the U.S. Coast Guard Band. And it is the first time since 2019 that the full orchestra has performed on the square with a fireworks display. So it's a signal moment, and it's Thursday, July 3rd at 7:30 p.m., the full Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic on Courthouse Square in downtown Scranton with fireworks. Admission is free. On July 4th at 8 p.m., the Philharmonic Brass and Percussion Ensemble will return with guest conductor Paul Bryan to Wilkes-Barre's old-fashioned 4th of July celebration at Kirby Park. Again, it's a free festive event with music, food, games, and much more, culminating in a sky filled with fireworks. On Saturday, July 5th at 6 p.m., the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic Brass Quintet will take the stage with Americana Brass in the Woods, and that's at Harmony in the Woods in Hawley. A mix of New Orleans jazz, ragtime, classic film scores, Gershwin, Ellington, Bernstein, Irving Berlin, and much more. That's Harmony in the Woods, the outdoor performance venue in Hawley, Pennsylvania, Saturday, July 5th. At 6 p.m. The Philharmonic Brass will also present two all-ages educational events, Once Upon an Orchestra at the Valley Community Library in Peckville on Thursday, July 3rd at 10 a.m., and then Meet the Instruments outside at Memorial Park in Carbondale on Saturday, July 5th at 11 a.m., and there will be music and storytelling and much excitement for young and old. Each of those events is free. Registration for the July 3rd library event on their website. And as we build to this remarkable experience of brass and percussion and fireworks, we remind you that there is one more event, and it's a quiet event, and it is yoga on the roof, and it happens every year, a dozen years. This is the 12th annual yoga on the roof at the marketplace at Steamtown parking garage right on top, and there will be a string trio with Ajaya Yoga from Clark Summit conducting the event, and the music will not be like this. Bringing arts and wellness together, the Northeastern Pennsylvania String Trio on the rooftop at the marketplace at Steamtown Parking Garage, Friday, July 4th at 9 a.m., the 12th annual. For more information, the website of the Philharmonic, nepaphil.org, nepaphil.org.